What does the future hold for owners of Lancair, Columbia, and Cessna Corvallis aircraft and the club that supports the owners? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for the download. Today, you'll be hearing part two of my conversation with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, from this past weekend's Bend family reunion in Oregon. Some criticism of these aircraft has dealt with the proficiency of pilots. We'll pick it up from there in part two. Let's talk about training. You date far enough back in the timeline of this product to have seen several different iterations of it. What was training like when you got your plane? What's it like now? I guess what I want to get at is a lot of people look at this aircraft as a magnificent piece of equipment that's often purchased by people who are getting in over their heads. How is that, and how has it changed under Cessna?
So I haven't been through the Cessna training program, so I can't comment completely on that, but I know that what Cessna has done, let's address that one first, is, you know, they are running a complete FITS course, so it is a very segmented, a very regimented course where they are working on both bringing people up to speed to be comfortable with the avionics as well as with the airflowing platform. So it's a flight profile plus a ground profile. They have simulators for the G1000 to run people through getting familiar with, you know, the avionics. When I went through the program, it was you had a choice of a 3 or 5 day flight and ground program. The typical course was a 3 day with flight and ground, and then an additional 2 days of more flight intensive training to do more instrument work. So that's still available. And then the club has, of course, we've built our own Cessna Advanced Aircraft Recurrent Training Program, which I believe is today still the only club maintained program that is WINGS certified under the new FAA WINGS program. So if you go to a what we call a CART event, and we do 3 to 4 a year around the country, you come away with that with, you know, 8-plus hours of ground instruction, 8-plus hours of flying instruction, and a WINGS sign-off from the FAA. So you've met all the current requirements in terms of, you know, the right kinds of ground training that they want you to have, from situational awareness to weather to, you know, procedures to flight profile, everything from, you know, getting you fresh again on slow flight, stalls, turns, steep turns. You do a lot of instrument approaches, and it's not just push the buttons. It's, no, you're going to hand fly instrument approaches, and you're going to operate the autopilot to fly, you know, automated instrument approaches. If you have WAS, you're going to fly WAS approaches, if not. So it's very complete, and so that on top of what Cessna offers and what Cessna can continue to offer through their Cessna, you know, pilot training programs, gives us a really, really, you know, good opportunity to make sure pilots are out there flying and flying safe. And I think our safety record, you know, shows that.
Let's talk about things that maybe have not yet been addressed by Cessna. Is there a wish list among owners of these aircraft that's waiting to be addressed?
There's a loaded question that Cessna may stop answering my phone calls when I answer this one. But I did promise to be honest with you. I think the biggest issue that the owners have to date is that we see the competition marketing new features faster than Cessna is. So you see, you know, Cirrus has come out with flight into known icing, and, you know, certainly we think that the Cessna platform is, you know, just as if not more capable than Cirrus, which, you know, does make a very good airplane. And we'd like to see, you know, things like flight into known icing. We'd like to see synthetic vision coming sooner. So we know Cessna takes a very deep engineering approach to that. So they test it, and then they test it again. And they won't put it out until they're absolutely positively certain that there's just no issues in it that they've been able to find. And that just takes some time. Plus, it takes a lot of engineering resources, and I've said, you know, things like nose gear struts and working expense out of air conditioning units and everything else has had engineering working on cost of ownership issues more than enhancement issues. But I think they're getting to the tail end of a lot of those initial cost of ownership issues, and so, you know, we've seen ramp up really in the Cessna's ability to start bringing some of the new innovations out. So, you know, we are going to see synthetic vision here pretty quickly. We are going to see, I think, you know, announcements on other things that are coming. I wish I knew what they were. If I knew, I probably wouldn't tell you, but I actually don't know, and I respect Cessna's ability to and their requirement to, you know, not disclose until they're ready to ship it. You know, the one thing we've learned very quickly is that when Cessna tells you they're going to give you something, they actually have it ready to give you. You know, Columbia was not unlike a lot of other manufacturers where they pre-announced to get sales, and, you know, you might have waited a year or two to get it. And now we might wait a year or two to see Cessna announce it, but when they announce it, we're going to be able to get it. And so, you know, I respect that.
More in a moment with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, from this past weekend's Bend family reunion. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. Whatever the future does hold for the owners of these beautiful airplanes, they'll find a proven resource in a club which has been one of the more successful in representing its members against adversity.
All right, let's not get out of here without talking about the club, the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. How widespread is membership among owners of the type? I would think it's probably pretty deep considering the bankruptcy and the need to pull together on that. But if there are any members out there or any prospective members out there who haven't joined yet, what's in it for them?
So there's a couple things in it for them, really. We are sort of the warehouse of knowledge about these aircraft. Right? So we have people that have, we have people that own 300s, 350s, 400s. We've owned them for a long time. We have people that have gone through and done, there's a couple of 300s out there now that have just gone through the Aspen avionics upgrade. So there's glass paneled 300s flying out there. How do you do that? How do you operate your engine? What if I, feel this kind of vibration and shimmy? What does that mean? So, the breadth of knowledge out there through our website is probably the best aviation deal out there. So for $50 a year, you get full access to, 6 years of history of searching and people that, we've got folks that, can tell you how to, do whatever you need to do to your G1000 to, from backing up data cards to how do you restore something to how do you, how do you fly this profile, and the same with the Avidyne, right? And same with the steam gauges. So, we've got all of that knowledge. We do try to do some social events so you get to meet other owners like this event here. So we've got, close to 30 airplanes here and I think about 70 owners that are in and we're getting together. We're doing some educational stuff today. We had a great dinner last night. We're going to have a great one tonight. We're going to have, some nice giveaways tonight. As I sort of hinted a little bit today, somebody's going to get a ride in a Cessna Mustang tomorrow. There's, somebody's going to walk away with, about $500 worth of, a Garmin GPS. And there's more. So, we try to make it fun. We try to give people a place to come to. And, we try to make sure that people understand about the recurrent training program as well. So we tie the training program back into the club and bring it into, one sort of big self-supporting family. And the advantage, too, is that Cessna watches our club website. Cessna watches our blogs. It's 2 to 3 days a week, I probably walk into work and I have an email from, the head of Cessna Parts and Distribution going, about this posting, I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Or you'll see an owner that will post and says, I've got this problem. And 2 days later, he says, I got a call from Cessna. Here's what Cessna did for me. The problem is solved. Thank you, Cessna. Right. You see that. And so, Cessna knows that the voice of the ownership of this aircraft comes through our forum. So, it's the best place to go. It's the central repository for, getting your questions answered and making sure Cessna is hearing your issue. And that's what's been really important to us.
So are you guys already scoping out someplace like the Brasada Ranch in Independence for next year, or what's the deal?
Well, there isn't really a place like the Brasada Ranch in Independence. So we did do a Cessna fly-in last year. So we thought that, the first year of Cessna ownership that we should show them our thanks. And so we flew into Wichita and we spent about a day and a half in Wichita and we went over to Independence. And, we're actually talking about going back next year, given that, the aircraft will be coming off the line there. So last year we saw the, the piston line, the 172, 182, 206s, and the Mustangs coming off the line there, as well as all the Citations in Wichita. So it'll be fun to go and see, you know, the new line coming off in Independence as well. We're also in discussions with TCM about doing a fly-in down to Mobile, and looking to pull that together maybe next year. So maybe it'll be one, maybe it'll be two fly-ins. You know, maybe we'll do an extended fly-in and hit both. I'm really not sure yet, but you know, we'll try to do something and we'll try to have a lot of fun with it.
Well, those both sound like fun destinations, even if you're just an airplane geek. So
they're only a day away. You know, I was telling people I was in Bristol, Tennessee for the NASCAR races last weekend, and I left there Sunday morning about 9 o'clock and came through Arkansas to drop my cousin off, and then I was home for dinner at about 7:30 Sunday night in my 400. So I mean, people say, where do you go in your cross countries? I say, I go across the country. And people say, well, I go like 85-90 miles. I said, no, I go across the country. And that's the capability of this airplane, and it's just fun to fly.
If you missed part one of this conversation, you'll find it in our archives dated Tuesday, September 1st. Steve Masters is the president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. Find out more at www.lanceairpilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.